you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. We are live from New Orleans. Radio Row, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Afternoon show will be here next. This place is starting to get a little packed now, Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
There's people here now.
Everybody coming out. You see them? They come in. The fellas coming in and get ready to do their show. Diva Spike's in the building.
Yeah, they're here. They're ready to go. And how glad we are we got to be the guinea pigs this morning. They got the technology ready to go.
Everything is up and running now.
Yeah, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss. Is it crazy that the Eagles could blow the Chiefs out? Elliot came in here today and threw out that Hurts is close to Mahomes.
Yeah, he did.
I was not ready for
it. With a straight face.
Just was not ready for it to start the week. Hugh, you know what I also wasn't ready for?
What you weren't ready for, man?
So I missed this because I went to bed kind of early Saturday because we were leaving Sunday morning. I woke up, and I looked at my phone, and I assumed what I saw was just make-believe. It couldn't be right. One of the biggest trades in probably sports history, but certainly NBA history. Luka Doncic traded, Hugh, Saturday night from the Lakers to the Lakers from the Mavericks for Anthony Davis at one pick. It was out of nowhere. And, like, not that we'd spend much time on the NBA trades right now, Super Bowl week, but just it was one of the craziest and most shocking trades in any sport ever. It was nuts.
I didn't believe it. I was kind of like you, Joe, because when I saw it, I was like, okay, wait a minute, this ain't real. And, you know, we live in a world now where everybody's making these fake – they're making these fake videos and all this stuff.
Yep.
I had to make sure that somebody else – I had to vet it before I actually went with it. And then when I thought about it, I was like, wow, that's bananas. I didn't understand it. I mean, it's not an equal trade. You know, you talk about where Luka Doncic is in his career, and then you talk about where Anthony Davis is in his career. I was like, it just didn't make any sense. And then I started thinking, how did they pull this off?
Did you workshop it?
I workshopped it. And it feels like somebody got some naked pictures of somebody.
That was the answer to your workshop?
Well, it's okay. Well, why else do you think something like that would happen?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I thought of is they're just done with Luka. Like, for whatever reason, and it seems crazy, right? Because he's 5-time first team All NBA to the finals. They were leaking stuff about his conditioning. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a ridiculous trade on the surface. So maybe they know more about him than we do, and they're betting against his future, obviously.
But here's the thing. We've seen, okay, like for instance, we're in the Big Easy right now, and Zion Williamson, he's had a tumultuous time here.
Yep.
They haven't given up on him, though.
And he hasn't accomplished a tenth of what Luka
has. But they kept him because there were offers for trades, but they didn't give up on him.
Well, teams don't usually give up on 25-year-old great players.
That's the thing. That's what had me scratching my head, and that's what had me thinking, okay, what has happened, or who has – pictures of who that they made this trade happen the way that it happened.
It was wild. I mean, the other thought I had was, why didn't the Sixers get involved? But then you found out they didn't really talk to any other team.
This was a one-on-one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then I thought maybe Luka requested a trade there. And no, they said he didn't. He didn't know anything about this. I mean, it does feel like there's more to this.
Yeah, it does.
We'll maybe more will come out. But just a wild trade Saturday night that kind of rocked the sports world before we get to Super Bowl week. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to that and a whole lot more with us. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Slur, who we had up earlier.
Slur.
And then the phone went out. What's up, Slur?
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be on here, man. I listen all the time.
Oh, we appreciate that,
Thank Slur. You for listening,
Glad
man.
To take your phone call. So what are you thinking?
Yo, I'm just excited about this Super Bowl. Nah, I mean, I feel like it's not crazy that we might blow out the Chiefs. Like, I seriously think we're the way better team. I feel like Howie deserves a statue. In front of the Lincoln Financial, because he just like he put the team together, the best team possible to win the Super Bowl. It's just that.
Well, yeah, I mean he did an incredible.
He did a hell of a job.
Yeah,
man.
Especially this past offseason to add Saquon and to add these rookies that made the impacts they did Zach Vaughn.
Yes.
And look, he also brought Slur. He's the one that hired Vic Fangio. I mean, like he's you add it all together. It's one of the greatest off seasons we've ever seen a GM ever have.
Yeah, and this is not the first time he's done this. Remember, he brought in a Jahi Blunt when we won that Super Bowl, and he realized midseason we didn't have a run game. He went out, he got the runners, and we won the Super Bowl. And that team that we won the Super Bowl with is the same as that team we have now. A nice run game, good defense. When we went against them in 2022, we didn't have no defense. And Hurts, and we didn't have no running game. And Hurts put the team on his back, and he went out there and kept it close. So, and how we went back and analyzed that and said, hey, we need this and this, and now we have the best possible team to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is the best roster he's ever put together. And it took me sort of a little while to, like, realize it because, you know, 22 is a good team, but they did get picked on by good quarterbacks. This team doesn't. Like, they played Burrow. They played Lamar. They played Stafford, who did.
Yeah, they slowed Lamar down tremendously.
They did. Slur, it's a good phone call. I mean, that's why, you know, that's part of the reason why they have a great chance Sunday is, too, they've shown an ability to handle good quarterbacks this year.
And the thing, I think the moment, as long as the moment's not too big for them, they'll be fine. And I don't think it will be. Contrary to how Dee feels, I am very excited.
Yeah, she, you know, we have to get more into that. She thinks, I don't know. I wonder if she was.
You know what,
maybe
you know
she's
what it is.
Referring to your love of Andy.
Well,
she doesn't feel like you're all 100% in emotionally with the Eagles.
No, because it's not. I'm not acting foolish. It's. I mean,
this is WIP. What do you mean acting foolish?
I'm not. Because I tried to analyze first, and you know, I'll get excited as we get close to the game. But I don't want to play the game on Monday. I don't want to be overly excited on Monday because, and it's kind of that. It's kind of the same with our callers because you know it's a little nutty today. But it's going to build up as we get through the week.
I do wonder what's going to happen. I heard morning today a little bit. They were talking about, are you more nervous or excited now that the week has started? And we're talking today about the potential of a blowout. I do wonder, Kyle, what's your guess as the week goes on? You think people are going to end up more confident or they're going to end up in more with their nerves as we get closer to kickoff here?
I've been here long enough to know that this score, the margin of victory for the Eagles is going to widen by the day.
As we go through this.
We did that last time, too. Yep.
It's going to be 30 points by Sunday.
Yeah, no, by Friday, well, we're going to get we're going to get a 57-7 prediction.
Another 55 spot, just like the title game?
Yep, that's right.
So, Kyle, what'd you make of the last caller asking for a Howie statue? I mean, hey, he gets his second ring. I'm not saying no.
Yeah, I mean, like, can rename Lincoln Financial Field to the Howie Roseman Building.
I mean,
like, for all I care,
we got to workshop that name, the Howie Roseman Building. Just don't.
Is that the hit?
That was a prototype name.
I got you. I caught it. Yeah.
Yeah. It does, well, also you have the link as the shortening name.
Yeah.
And then what is what?
The Howie.
The Howie.
Now that one might work. Howie's house.
No one's coming into the Howie. Anyway.
Ain't nobody coming into the Howie.
Howie's
I
house.
I like it actually. Howie's house. Jay in North Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay.
What up, man?
Hey, you guys hear me?
Hey, Jay.
We
what's up?
Hey, so I got a scary parallel that I wanted to bring up about this team and the 2017 team.
Okay.
All right, roll with me real quick. So 2017, they won the division. They won the division this year. 2017, divisional round, they won by one score with a pass to the right in the red zone that didn't connect with Atlanta and then with the Rams.
And then they had a blowout in the title game.
Yep, and now they're playing a revenge game in the Super Bowl against arguably the best quarterback ever, the best coach ever, and the tight end wearing number 87.
So what do you think, at 41-33?
I'm thinking it's going to be a close game like that one, but I'm thinking we're going to pull it out this time again.
Well, then, all right, Jay, to complete this, who's going to pull off the Brandon Graham strip sack of Mahomes? Is it Brandon Graham again or is it somebody else?
Nah, it's going to be 98.
Jalen Carter.
It's going to be Carter. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, listen, if it's a big play late in the game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I trust him to get to the quarterback more than anybody. I mean, he's been that good.
Exactly.
And the play against the Rams you're referencing, you know, the end of that game, Jay, his sack on Stafford saved the day. Because you go back and watch that, their tight end's wide open.
Right, but then again, the last play that Stafford threw, it was a misplay over the Robert
to the
receiver
right,
to
yeah.
the right side of the field.
It is an interesting parallel. There's a lot of things similar. Jay, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, and the one thing about that, if we kind of use the parallel to 2017, Nick Foles did not start off the postseason red hot, but he built. The way he played in the title game, Hugh, he did it again in the Super Bowl. Like, there is a chance Jalen carries over what he just did 2 weeks ago and does it again on Sunday. If he does that, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no question about that. And it could be one of those things where you know that Spags is going to try to stop the run. That's our biggest asset. That's our bread and butter right now. And if you overcommit to doing that, and if you feel comfortable leaving those corners out there on the island one-on-one with no help over the top, then Jalen will take advantage of that. Doesn't have to be a whole lot. Like, you look at the plays that Patrick Mahomes makes in the Super Bowl. He's had some phenomenal plays. But a lot of it's been methodical, moving the ball down the field, smaller throws, you know, and just working the clock. That's what these games are, man. It's a game of possessions, who gets the last one, and, you know, take the points that's given to you.
Well, especially ever since they lost Tyreek Hill, they're not really a vertical offense.
Not like they used to be.
They're more of a yards-after-catch offense, which is going to make tackling for the Eagles such a huge thing on Sunday. Let's go to Bam. I think I accidentally did I pull up Bam before the last caller accidentally? I think I did. So, Bam, I think this is the second time I'm bringing you on. Bam, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
Bam, what's up?
All right, before I get to my point, why is my man Kyle back here? Who is Jack Fritz? Y'all should have brought Kyle with y'all.
Yeah, that's a drop right there. Who is Jack Fritz? I like that. So, again, this is on Rod Lakin. He's on the hot seat this week.
But see, but I just want to say, man, when you say stuff like that, you don't make it good for us, because that kind of, you know, Kyle wants to be here too, and it, you know, it
puts us in
a tough spot. I know Kyle wants to be there. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for Kyle.
Yeah, but you ain't got to bring it up all the time though, because it's puts us in a bad spot.
This is my statement for the week. Anytime anything comes up, Rod Lakin's on the hot seat. Just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it there, man. Okay? Talk to Rod.
All right. Listen, I'm going to be watching this game on the cruise. I'm going to be rocking that hoodie you signed for me, Hugh.
You going on a cruise, Bam? Where you going?
Where you going?
I'm going to the Western Caribbean. I told you, maybe if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, we stop in Montego Bay, we could pick you up.
He's going to pick you up on that.
Oh, yeah, pick me up, man. How we going to go? I'm going to get there.
You figure that out.
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
But you're pulling through the port, you'll be there.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get back to the hotel.
Just
I'm
going to
jump in this Uber or not. That's a nice little walk, man, for real. I got to do that four more times, three more times. What the hell? Hell, that's a lot.
But this game going to be tough, guys. It's going to be tight. I'm telling you, we're going to win by two scores. It's going to be 27-13.
27-13.
We hold Mahomes and Reed to 13 points. We're going to win this thing.
Yeah,
that would be. You know, in December, I said this is the best Eagles defense I ever saw. And I got called crazy for that one. They hold Mahomes and Reed to 13 points, Bam. That's the cherry on top of an all-time defensive season. All right, we got Cowboy Jim next.
Cowboy
Jim, thank you for the gift on the flight yesterday.
Is Hugh okay? I'm worried about him.
Well,
no, I'm all right.
Not sure.
I mean, I heard that he slept for 2 hours on the plane, came down there, went to the hotel, went right back to sleep.
Go out to dinner, and he fell asleep mid-chew.
Hey, Cowboy Jim, thank you for the care package.
Oh, stop this.
hey, listen, Cowboy Jim, I can't, Kyle. Cowboy Jim said it out, man.
Yes, you can. He's trying to do.
Well, he did it to me,
too. He did it.
Yesterday, I'm on the flight, right? I'm sitting there. I'm reading. I got my AirPod and listening to a podcast. And I get the stewardess comes up and says, Cowboy Jim would like to buy you a drink. And at first, I was like, what did she just say?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Cowboy Jim.
No, she told me after. She said, well, you know, Cowboy Jim bought you a drink, but you slept the whole flight. And I was like, my bad.
I think Kyle.
I said he was tired.
He's trying to win us over. That's what's going
Kyle? What's wrong? You weren't on the flight. They didn't give you anything.
Shut up.
That's uncalled for. We ain't got to do Kyle like that. We ain't got to do that.
Well, I was busy yesterday. I couldn't take that flight. I had to take the actual players down to New Orleans, so I was doing the charter yesterday.
See, that's not good vibes for the Eagles. The fact that you're part of this whole thing.
But you know what the best part? Because he had to wear Eagles something. Didn't
I
you?
Bet
you
he
no, I don't wear any of that. They give me hats and hoodies and pins, and I say no, thank you, no thanks. Give it to somebody else. No thanks. So anyway, what?
Close you've been. I'm just saying that's the close you've been to Super Bowl in a while though. Ride with us.
Three decades. Yeah,
it's been a while.
Long time.
I give everything to my wife. I give everything to her. Here, you can have it. I don't want this trash.
Nice.
Anyway, listen, can we stop with the blowout talk, please? Okay.
Is
Kansas City better than Green Bay or the Rams?
Yes.
I mean, did you blow out Green Bay and the Rams? Did you blow them out?
No, but that's what does that have to do with anything? They're obviously really good.
And look at the turnovers. All those turnovers, and you didn't blow them out. So what makes you think you're going to blow out Kansas City, who probably will not turn the ball over?
Well, they could. I mean, obviously, that's part of the game. I mean, if the Eagles get a couple turnovers, Jim, we've seen what happens. They haven't turned the ball over in months. The opponent keeps turning the ball over, and that's how they win these games.
Yeah, that's how they win these games, by turnovers. So let's stop with that. And I mean, come on, Kansas City, please win. Please just blow out the
Eagles.
All
right, that's it, Jim. All right, we've had enough.
And then I'll get Jim. Myles Garrett.
We had to drop him here. I mean, I know.
No, I mean, I understand.
I know he gave you a bag of stuff yesterday, but we had to say goodbye.
You said he gave me a bag of stuff.
I mean, you guys were just okay with that. That was, come on.
What do you mean? What?
I wasn't going
to
turn
No, you're allowing down. Cowboy Jim to butter you up. And then allow him to say things like that over our airwaves on a Monday.
I didn't drink.
I didn't get to drink.
Well, first of all, you took his call. I mean, you could have just ignored him today. Mm-hmm. You took his call back there. I hung up.
Well, I thought you guys might grill him a little bit for doing what he did. But no, it was all a little bit of a love fest with Cowboy Jim. So
I got a whole lot of.
Yeah, well, you got way more than us than I did. Wasn't really fair.
Because I was asleep. So they felt bad.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it. Let's grab Rob at Delco. What's up, Rob?
Yo, Hugh, what's up, boy?
What's going
Rob,
on,
what's
man?
Up, pal?
I got a prediction for you to score at the end, but I got a quick question for Hugh. Hugh, what time are we going to start getting banged up? What time does that start, Hugh?
What time are we going to get banged up? It's 1 o'clock.
What time
is 1 o'clock?
Hugh?
I'm starting at 1 o'clock.
By the time they
get off there, I'm gonna be done.
Let's clarify.
Hey, Spike, don't be yelling at me. I slept good last night.
Come on now.
Let's clarify for everyone. He means 1 Central because it's currently 1.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't want people to think you're
banked up right now. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. We on different time. Yeah. I'm talking about as soon as when Joe sign off, that's when the festivities begin for me.
Let it. Oh, here you got to enjoy yourself.
One gummy. Two gummy.
Joe, I want you to do a favor for me, Joe.
What do you got?
You said you're going to have a hurricane. You're about to have that hurricane, so this is for Rob from Delco, all right, Joe?
You got it, Rob.
Yeah, we're going to go get some hurricane.
Sure.
We're going to walk.
Get some hurricane. Fire up.
Because by the time we get done walking to the hotel, we'll be good and tired.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. All right, Rob, is it crazy to think they're going to blow them out?
No, and I got two quick points and then a score. One, Joe, I'm going to give you why I think we're going to blow them out. First thing is nobody talks about this. It's the little things. You know what nobody really talks about? Not why we lost them, but what led to the Jalen fumble. Do you remember what it was? It was 3rd and 1. We were either on just our side of midfield or just on the other side of midfield.
Yep, yep.
Sam Miles was a false start. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. Then it became a 3rd and 6, and then the pressure came in. Yep.
And then it led to that. So it's just those little things. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the push there. And that was either a 10 or 14-point swing because we were going in for a field goal at minimum. Or maybe a touchdown, we gave up 7. So that was a 10 to 14-point swing right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real chance they're up 17 at the half in that game, if it goes differently. Yep.
It's just little things like that. And the reason why I think we have a better chance of, if you want to consider a blowout, 10 to 14 points, I think we have a better chance of doing that to them than they do to us.
I agree with that, Rob. I don't think this Eagles defense is getting blown out. I mean, we'll see if they can win and finish it off. But I'm very surprised if the Eagles got blown out.
And I think Jalen Carter is going to be the MVP. He's going to be the MVP. He's going to go defensive player, Jalen Carter. He's going to set the tone in the first series, Hugh. He's going to come right up the middle, and he's going to send a message on that first series that it's going to be a long day for Mahomes.
I hope you're telling the truth, man, because I love to see it. Love to see it.
I love
a stress-free, sweat-free game.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Rob, good phone call. All right, we got Kristen here. She's from Kansas City. She's a Chiefs fan. Not happy with me today. Kristen?
I could not be happy with you, Joe. You guys are my very favorite sports show. Don't tell any of the Odyssey guys in Kansas City.
They're actually at the Eagles table across from us. We're going to tell them. I'm sorry.
They're going to
hear that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, don't tell Bob. I'm not an Eagles fan, but you guys have, like, taken me on this journey this year. Like, I was there for the trade to Saquon Barkley. I started listening to you guys back in the former Super Bowl that we played against each other. I was there for the trade. I've been there for the flip, for Hugh's flip from defense as a luxury to, like, you know, defense might be like our MVPs. So it's been fantastic. But
yeah, you got to see flip-flop Douglas on that one.
Flip-flop Douglas, okay. That's what it was.
But I have a question for Hugh. Okay, obviously you guys are not going to blow us out. Give me a break. Like, if anything, it's going to be like what Kyle did for you guys today, like digging you out of the trenches. Like, you know, like save. Somebody's going to show up and, like, save the team or whatever.
There we go. Kyle needed that self-esteem boost.
Yeah.
I know, man. Yeah. You guys have been rough
catching,
on him today.
Yeah, they've been catching a lot of strays.
Yeah, a lot of what happened this morning was none of it was his fault. And he did the best he could.
Exactly. Thank you for going with me. So, but what I want to ask Hugh, so I kind of think, so Hugh, we talk all the time about like how hard Andy Reid's summer camps are around here, and I would have no way of knowing. I don't experience them, and you know, I'm in this silo of Kansas City, but like I hear they're really hard. You would know because you've been through them. And I kind of feel like this entire season of one win, like one win play games is like, was like him training them for these kinds of games. Like I could see a world where Andy Reid sat down pre-2024 and said, this year I'm going to make these guys do it by one score every game. Is that nuts?
Yeah, that's a little nuts. I mean, because you want to try to win these games as comfortable as possible. But I will tell you this. I think what has happened inadvertently is that they've gotten accustomed to being in games like this, so they don't panic.
It's like the old Patriots.
Yeah,
the Patriots
they don't panic.
Like yeah.
You know, it's something to be said about being in the line of fire and being able to keep you cool, and when the clock's starting to wind down, having that confidence that you're going to win the game, even if you're down by one score because you got the better quarterback. I can tell you what we equated to. Remember when Tom Brady was at the height of his game?
Yep.
And mm-hmm. and when teams would come down and score, and there'd be 2 minutes left on the clock, you'd be like, damn.
He's going to do it.
That's too much time. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, that's too much time. And he come back and he win the game.
And that to me has been Mahomes for like a couple of years. But I feel like this season was Andy bringing the whole team along on that training camp. I just can't wait. He's such a film fiend. And I feel like he's just hoarding his film. Like, he's just keeping his cards close to his chest. Like, y'all aren't going to see a single damn play that you don't need to see from us.
Well, he did that. You know, he saw last week against Buffalo.
He's always been like that, though. But, but that's Andy Reid in a nutshell.
Well, and especially with, and Kristen, you know this, Mahomes runs more in the postseason. Like, they hold it back.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't do it. And then he does. Kristen, good phone call. We appreciate listening. All right, listen, that's there's no coincidence here. They won 17 straight one-score games. There's something to
They're battle-tested for that, man. I mean, this is a good football team. And even, say this, even if there is a chance that we jump out on them, they're not going to panic. That's the beauty of being in a position like this. They've been here before. I can tell you this, too. They feel like a team of destiny. Because I talked about it earlier when I had a chance to talk to one of the coaches, and he was like, hey, Patrick Mahomes set up and said, you know, we're going to go back again next year. And guess what? They're exactly where they thought they were going to be, and there's nothing that makes them think that they're going to lose this game because they're here. So you have to stay locked in, and you got to stay loaded when you're playing this team. No lead is safe, and that's what you have to remember. That's what coach has to remember when he's playing this team.
Foot on the gas.
Foot on the gas. Yeah. Foots on necks.
That's right.
Keep it moving.
Welcome back. Midday show.
It's almost over, big dog. We got it. We pushed through. We made it.
You going to saunter back to the hotel with the
song playing? I guess I ain't got no choice but to saunter.
Are you, as you would say, are you Ubering or are you walking?
I'm going to walk. You I'm going to Listen,
get
man, I started
in.
Walking. I'm going to get the steps in.
Yeah, welcome back. Midday show live from New Orleans Radio Row. Afternoon show, of course, Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming up in just a few minutes after us. All right, so we were talking today about the idea of could the Eagles blow them out. I don't think it's crazy that they could do that the Eagles could win this game by margin. Hugh and Kyle think I'm nuts. Most people today think I'm nuts, but I don't think so. One of the reasons is the Eagles, Hugh, have fixed their first quarter problem, right? That since the Panther
yeah, we
game.
Haven't been complaining about that in a
no,
long
no.
time.
The Eagles have been ahead at most of these first quarters for mm-hmm. a while now. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, although they're obviously a great team, they have one thing in Super Bowls, Nick Wright talking about this FS1 last week, has been their slower starts offensively in Super Bowls. Here's Wright on the Chiefs' weakness early in games, big games.
The one odd part of Patrick's pristine resume is beginnings of Super Bowls. But you know what I mean? Like, there isn't the beginnings of Super Bowls across the board, he hasn't been amazing. Now, he has been perfect at the end of them, save the Tampa Super Bowl, which was 31-9 going into the fourth. That one, was not really in question so much.
Well, that's true, Hugh. I mean, but it's funny. Tom Brady kind of started slow in Super Bowls, too. There's something about first quarters in Super Bowls. Sometimes they start off slow the game.
Well, yeah, because now you're talking about the chess match. Now everybody's here, and you're trying to figure out what they're going to try to do, how they're going to attack you, and things of that nature. That's why, for us, if we do have the opportunity to jump out on them early, need to take advantage of that and keep your foot on the gas pedal, man, because if you can get in that fill-out period, that grace period, if you can get a couple scores out of that, then you got a great chance of not having to look back and making this game close. That's the beauty of being in a situation like that, especially when you talk about a team that you just talked about is they've been starting slow.
Yeah, I think your Super Bowl that you played in, it was 0-0 after the first quarter. There's a lot of Super Bowls that end up fairly high scoring and the first quarter, nothing.
Yeah, it's weird like that because everybody's trying to figure out what you're going to do or when the shoe's about to drop or something like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a chance.
Is the day long? Is it hard to, like, because, like, there's a routine to football, right? You play at 1 or you play at 4. I always felt like it feels long as a fan waiting for that 6:30 kickoff. Did it feel like longer?
Yeah,
that's a weird start time.
You have to be careful, and that's why I say, and you know, just piggybacking on what D said, it said I'm kind of calm. You don't want to play the game before the game, even though I'm not playing, and I know that people are excited. I just tend to not want to be that emotionally invested so early in the week.
You don't want to pass out. Like
yeah,
because yeah,
yeah. I tell you, yeah, like I do at dinner. I like to know when I'm about to pass out. And that's the thing. You think about this. You try to internalize your feelings, your emotions, and then when it's time to actually play the game, that's when you want to unleash everything. You got to. It's like a chess match, man, and you don't want to make all your best moves early in the chess match.
Yeah, but I think that plays into the chance for the Eagles to jump on them, right? If they've started slowing through both the Chiefs. If the Eagles have fixed their first quarter thing, if they could jump on them, it changes everything about the game. And I think this time the Eagles won't take their foot off the gas like last time. Let's go to Jerry in Douglasville. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's going on,
Jerry? Hey, Jerry. What's up?
Too much. Thanks for taking J-Dog's call. Appreciate yes taking calls. So, yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I don't do that much, but here and there. But
it's
I agree.
About it's been, about time, Jerry. Well, welcome to my
welcome,
side.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I've been saying it for 2 weeks. I said I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but I have the score 38-17 Eagles. I think a couple of reasons why. I just think that first of all, Jalen Hurts has got a chip on his shoulder, and you know, and he'll just about die before he loses this Super Bowl. I mean, he's going to do whatever it takes. I think he's going to shock the world and show everybody, you know, who he is. So I also think that we have a top 15 defense ever. I think this defense is just so good. I just think that they're going to definitely turn the ball over. You know, they're going to cause turnovers. So I just don't think, I think you're not going to be able to do things against this defense. I think it's just way too good. And I just think it's just the team, the whole team is just locked in like never before. I mean, you can just see it in their eyes. This team is coming with a swag. Like, you know, we're coming to win, and they've been saying it all year. We are coming to win it, and I don't think you're stopping Saquon. I think Saquon's getting 100, and I just think it's good. I mean, you're getting contributions from, you know, Shipley, you know, knocking the ball out and touchdowns. I mean, the whole team is locked in, and you're not beating a team. I don't care. Patty Mahomes is not the best or going to be the greatest. I mean, Tom Brady is the greatest, and Patty has years before he gets near him. So, you know, I just think that it's going to be a really good beatdown. I think if they play their brand of football and they don't cheat, I think it's going to be a shock for many people, not for me. I think it's going to be incredible. It's going to be an exciting game.
It's going to be great. And as far as – and Jerry, we appreciate it. I mean, as far as the Mahomes thing, yeah, he's not – Brady yet, but you know, we had Elliot on earlier saying that Jalen's first 5 years are comparable to Mahomes' first 5 years. Well, Mahomes' first seven years,
lot.
It was. Mahomes' first 7 years are better than Brady's first 7 years. See, I don't know if Mahomes is going to be able to do this at this level for 7, 8, 9, 10 more years like Brady did. If he does, though, I mean, he's above him at the same stage.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things, man. When you look at what Mahomes has been able to do, and like, he came in with all the pop and pageantry. First round draft pick, people moved up for him. I just remember back when people thought that Andy was crazy for moving up for him, and some of the stuff they said about Patrick Mahomes' footwork and only thing he had was a big arm.
They
and
call him a turnover machine. Yeah,
yeah, and what he's become now. But yeah, you're talking about they got one of them right as far as the first round draft pick quarterbacks go. They finally got one of them right, And he looks like he's on that trajectory to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
still.
The funny part is the Eagles can get in the way. I mean, they can get in the way of Andy becoming the great greatest coach. They get in the way of Mahomes, you know, overtaking Tom Brady. Tyler in Delaware is not happy with us that we accepted, I guess you'd call it a drink or a bribe from Cowboy Jim. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe and Hugh?
Tyler,
what's up, Tyler?
How we doing?
Ew. Come on now.
Yes.
Let's not get charm and soft. With Cowboy Jim. All right. We are not going to accept no bribery, buttering up, Cajun-style chicken from Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, but you know, this is not Hugh's first rodeo with getting buttered up by Cowboy Jim. I mean, this has happened many times.
Hey, man. I'm going to drink me some bourbon, dog.
I'll get you the bourbon so you don't have to deal with that fool. All right? Like...
He's
dude,
mad for real.
He's
huh?
ass bad, what? Yeah.
My bad, dog. This is bourbon. It was right there.
That's a part of our partnership with Preach the Petty, Hugh. We gotta look out
got
for
you,
each other.
Dog.
We can't deal with
you're
these
right.
outsiders.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, you're right. What's the next level? Is Hugh going to accept bribes from Chiefs fans down here this week? I mean, who knows how far
I was already told not to go say hi to Andy, so I'm not.
You can't mingle with Andy this
I'm
week.
I'm not mingling. I mean,
I'll try to keep it.
I don't think nobody believed me when I said it.
No
everybody
one believes
got,
anything.
Everybody got quiet.
Because we're waiting for the next shoe to drop. No one believes you. They're sniffing it up
everybody
from Kansas
got,
City.
Everybody got quiet on me. I ain't about to do nothing.
Go ahead, Tyler.
No, I called because just to right the ship, Joe, I am actually on your side. With
See,
my
there we
jockey.
Go. Great football minds, Tyler, like you and I see this. We could see it playing it out. Yep.
The word that comes to my mind on both sides of the ball for the offense and the defense is relentless. This team has got to be relentless to bring this thing home. The way in which this team has been speaking all week leading up to their flight to get down there is this is all business. Saquon dressed like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars, looking
Emperor
like
Palpatine.
The Grim Reaper, about to handle business and write the Chiefs their funeral papers. Like, this is a business trip to bring the Super Bowl home. And if you go back to the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost to Tampa Bay, to Brady, back in 2021, the Buccaneers defense held the Chiefs to 6 points in the first half. So that was two field goals while they scored three touchdowns. This is a game where the Eagles got to score touchdowns. And compared to 2022, and I hope those guys, they seem like guys from that 22 team, had that bad taste in their mouth that at the end of the first half in 2022, what did they do? They thought that Patrick Mahomes was hurt. They let up off the gas. They didn't come out.
He was limping around, Tyler. Yeah, I mean, he did look like he was hurt. He does that all the time, though.
Yes.
I mean, he does that thing where he looks like he's half dead, and then he comes out and kills you. Yeah.
You cannot let Patrick Mahomes hang around. This defense and this offense have been dynamic, to say the least. They have been explosive. They have not cared. They just keep coming. Even at the end of the Rams game, the Cowboy Jim of all people wanted to bring up about, oh, it can't be done. Jalen Carter was bringing it on third and fourth down in the fourth quarter in the snow.
Yeah, he blew that play up. I mean, he was unbelievable. Yeah, and Tyler, it's a great call, and good job putting Hugh in his place. They lose that game if not for Jalen Carter there.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, we got some playmakers on this team. And there are going to be some opportunities during this game to get some turnovers and things of that nature. You just got to take full advantage of them, man. I believe that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, though. Definitely don't think that.
Well, turnovers are one of those things that can make a game close to become a blowout, right?
Yeah.
Like that, because that really was the Commanders game. That game was a little back and forth early, and then by the time the Commanders sort of turned the ball over, it was over. All right, let's talk to John. John has some insight of what's going on in Kansas City for us. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys?
Good, John.
What's up, John?
Listen, I was just working. I got out of work.
Recorded.
You still there?
Oh, we are. Yeah.
Recording.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I got out of work. I was trying to talk Super Bowl with some guys, and they were just bashing me, you know. So I figure I'm going to get out of here and go listen to the Kansas City radio station. And they're him-hauling about if they win, how people are going to perceive the dynasty and how it's going to be tainted.
Oh, they're already
with
there.
The referees. They're scared, man. They're not even worried about Tay-Tay. They're just worried about when they win, how it's going to be perceived. And they're talking about the refs, how stupid it is.
Oh, so they're overlooking the Eagles. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
You think so?
They've moved. Oh, that's what it sounds like. If they're talking about their three-peat already,
they're
moving past it.
Yeah, but they're overconfident. And that doesn't win games.
I mean,
it's skill, man. That's what we have.
Back. I mean, they did win two back-to-back.
Yeah, but they're obviously thinking about this one as if it's in the bag already.
I mean, you could think that way. It's not, but they can think that way. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there, man.
Well, the difference is this is they're favorites this time. They were underdogs the last two times.
Yeah,
they probably do have a different feeling.
Oh, you think so? Who's favorite?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs were underdogs the last two times. Against the Eagles 2 years ago, against the 49ers last year. John, we appreciate the call. They're the favorites this time. I mean, that does change a little bit of the feeling. All right, let's talk to Larry, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all guys doing today?
What's up, man?
First of all, I want to put this out there. Kyle, you are amazing at your job. You do a wonderful job. I just want to give you your props and make
that
known.
He needed that. He needed that. Kyle had a rough day, man.
You feel better, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
Next thing is, I called in Friday, and I said that the Eagles are going to blow the doors off of these boys.
Oh, I remember,
and
Larry.
Joe, you thought I was crazy.
Well, you know what? I slept on it. You got the idea in my head, Larry, and then I slept on it, and now I thought maybe Larry's not crazy.
See, that's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to hear, you know?
You weren't crazy.
But I also believe this, like, coming out the gate. Now, this Kansas City Chiefs, they are who they are. But coming out the gate, you know, they have had a slow start in the first quarters. And the Eagles, they're finding their footing. So I believe, you know, if they can come out with 17-0 in the first quarter, Patrick Mahomes feeling that pressure, I think is going to get to him. And I think, you know, he's not going to be, you know, he's going to get rattled because now is where I really got to play catch-up ball. And, you know, he really never had to play catch-up ball like that before.
Well, he has in the past. Not so much this year because they have a good defense, but when he was young, I mean, he came back in some of those playoff games, Larry, from way down. I think they were down like 24-0 or 24-3 in a playoff game that he won. So, I mean, he could come back. It's a matter of not letting him come back.
But, you know, going against a defense of this caliber, I think is not as likely. I mean, it is likely, but if everybody do their part and, you know, keep the foot on that gas, you know, and don't get off that ball until it's time. You know, it's no question that it's going to be a three touchdown.
Well, no question. You get
I heard that. Yeah, I hear
you.
No question it's going to be a three touchdown game. I'll take a two touchdown game.
Yeah, I think there is a question.
I'll take a one tutty game too.
You feel good about a one touchdown game with Mahomes having the ball?
I'm saying I don't feel good about it, but I'll take a one tutty win.
Well,
one tutty.
I just
want to say,
I know, you just keep saying it. I mean, you say all you want, but I don't feel good if it's a close game in with three.
No, it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be some palpitations, no question. It's going to be some palpitations, but I feel like it's going to be. It's probably going to be a close game. If I'm being honest, I feel like it is.
Well,
be
I mean, with these two defenses, that's the most likely outcome. Yeah, it's close. I want to avoid that because I don't think they could beat him in a close game.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. I think they need to be up 10 points with 5 minutes to go.
I'll take 10 points. I'll take 10. I don't think it's going to be anything over that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I'm just saying if it's less than 10 or less than 8 with 4 minutes to go, I'm terrified of Mahomes. Let's talk to Ron in Delaware. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Ron. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen, I gotta play devil's advocate. Hey, Hugh,
right,
I'm a huge fan, bro. I'm a huge
appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Listen, hey, Hugh, this is a question that I can basically direct to you as well. Kansas City didn't show up none this year. Everybody's talking blowout. I understand that. They got Saquon. They got Brown. We understand all this. But Kansas City have not showed up this year. That's what should be scary to everyone because, first of all, you got one of the greatest quarterbacks. He's smart. He's not just going to let him just jump on him and tackle him at will. They're not going to do that. And you got a coach in Big Red that's been there. This is like another game to them. This Super Bowl is nothing to them. They've been here twice.
So if you go back to 19, they've been here. This is their fifth time, really, Ron. I mean, they've been here
right.
a lot, yeah.
Exactly. But still, you know, the difference is they've been here back to back to back. This is nothing new for them. You know, and all year, they haven't showed anything. So all they've done, they played conservative all year. They basically didn't get really dirty, basically. Now you telling me they got a chance to break history and you believe they're going to get blown out? You got
to
think.
I think there's a path, Ron. I think there's a path to doing it, though. Like, I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm just saying. Like,
you can see it.
It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if the Eagles play like they did 2 weeks ago. They could jump on them. The Chiefs are not good in the first quarter in these big games. The Eagles have gotten better there.
Right.
They could run on them. I think now they'd have to finish it, Ron. But like, it wouldn't shock me if we look up in the second quarter and it's 21-10. Like, that wouldn't shock me. Then they got to finish once they get up, but I could see that.
Right. Right. But then that's if you get that to Patrick Mahomes, that's Patrick Mahomes, though. That's what
yeah,
he likes.
But this Eagles defense is the best defense he's seen since the Bucs when he lost. It's the best one. It's better than the Niners last year. It's better than the Eagles 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's true. But, again, once and the blowout that y'all had was also given to him by four touchdowns by four losses from the Commanders.
The turnovers. Yeah,
the turnovers is key that to the blowout.
Oh, of course, and it sets up short fields.
They got four turnovers and four touchdowns off of that.
I know. And that's how you blow a team out.
They're not going to turn over the ball like that.
Probably
not. They're not turning that ball
over. Well, so I'll say this. And Ron, we appreciate it. Mahomes isn't going to turn the ball over multiple times.
No, I don't see that.
But the Eagles have also caused a lot of fumbles the last few weeks. That could happen again.
Yeah, I mean, the running back, he has a turnover, but you can get a couple of those receivers to turn the ball over. You get – I don't see Pacheco turning the ball over a lot, but, hell, you can make it happen. You can make it happen.
They just giving out free wings right
now? They giving out free chicken. You ain't seen the video I sent to Black Gritty? He mad now. He mad. Black Gritty mad at me now because I sent him a video getting the free chicken.
Well, he's mad that we didn't take the bus down. And you get chicken, he doesn't. I could see why he's annoyed.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. He's a little annoyed.
It happens.
He's what they call perturbed.
Yep. All right, let's grab Music City Mike. What's up, Music City Mike?
Not much, guys. How y'all doing today?
How we doing, buddy?
Good. Hugh, I'm sorry you didn't get to go to Bucky's, man. I'm real sorry.
No, you know what? It's like 3 hours away.
Are we road tripping?
Oh, man, that's too far. 3 hours away?
It's a lot.
That's 6 hours.
I can do the math, yes. That's great.
I'll send you some time. Jerky and some beaver nuggets.
Yeah, I need some, man. I ain't going to make it to Bucky's, man. I'm salty. Like, that's 6 hours, dog.
Anyone feels that bad for you?
No, not at all.
We're here.
Nobody feels bad for
it's cold up there, yeah.
Nobody feels bad for me.
Not feel bad for you, Hugh.
There's something wrong with your phone.
Hello?
Mike. Yeah. Mike's phone went out. Let's grab Pete before we hand it over to the afternoon show. What's up, Pete?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Hugh?
Pete,
you warming up that bar seat? I feel like... I feel like today's the day. You got some rest yesterday, it sounds like.
I'm going to go get some rest as soon as we clock out. I'm going to go get some more rest. I'm resting. And you know what? I can't wait as I look at Spike for Elliot to make dinner reservations again tonight. And
I think Elliot's taking a night off from dinner reservations.
No.
I think he might take the rest of the week off.
He has to make them again. We can't wait. I can't wait for dinner reservations.
I think Elliot's never make a dinner reservation again.
Ball. You talk about what the kids say, crash out. Spike was about to crash out.
what did you do? Just crash?
I just crashed.
You just
crashed.
But
I'm laughing. No, I'm laughing at Spike because Spike's doing his damnedest to try to hold it together. And I'm over there just giggling. That probably didn't make it any better.
It's like when parents are angry and the little kid is just laughing.
Spike's like, no, but the best. As he stood here, when they told him what the fries were cooked in, and at that point, he had looked through the whole menu so much, he was like, you know what? Fine. He was just like, fine.
It was not one of Elliot's finest moments.
I cannot wait. I wish.
It really wasn't.
This is the time I wish I was in Philly, and I can listen to the show on the radio, because I listen to the show, this is going to be epic. Because he had a whole meltdown.
Yeah, I can't wait for the reaction to that. Elliot making reservations on night one. All right.